All right, before we get into today's episode, we want to quickly tell you about another ESPN podcast, The Mina Kimes Show, featuring Lenny, where Mina talks all things football with her unique brand of humor and insight. The 2021 NFL season is right around the corner, and Mina's friends join each episode to talk about the NFL's latest storylines, along with her football-loving dog, Lenny, making frequent contributions. Find The Mina Kimes Show, featuring Lenny, wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, 30 for 30 is back with Breakaway, a film about WNBA superstar and activist Maya Moore. This film explores the story of Moore, one of the best basketball players in the world, stepping away from the sport for a remarkable reason: to fight for a man she believed was wrongly imprisoned. Stream Breakaway now only on ESPN+.
I mean, I got to be honest, RC. I don't get tired of it. I love the music. I'm always moving and grooving. And I'm even more happy this morning because, listen, RC, last night, my Milwaukee Bucks won our first championship since 1971. RC, listen. RC, growing up in Louisiana, it's very difficult to be a Bucks fan, especially in all the times that they've lost. I was the first kid down on the bayou to pronounce Antetokounmpo correctly. You know what I'm saying? So now we're dancing and moving and grooving as we got a championship. You saw it. You saw it last night, didn't you?
Yep. Now, listen, it was amazing. And I'm going to be honest, man. Listen, I was a guy who wanted Chris Paul to win an NBA championship. I was excited. Ever since he played for the New Orleans Hornets, I've been a fan. But to watch Giannis and the way he goes 17 for 19 from the line, scores a 50-piece in a closeout game, it was truly amazing. For a dude that stayed in the place that drafted him, he just asked for a little bit of help. And to now bring that town, that organization, to bring even the fans of the Greek Freak that type of performance, that type of championship, it was awesome to watch. And I think the NBA got lucky. There was no KD. There was no LeBron James. There was no Steph Curry. But what better story can you have than Giannis, and also some of the gems he dropped about ego and pride and the way you need to work to win? I thought it was amazing.
I thought it was fantastic. And you know what the beauty in it was, RC? Is not only did Giannis stay where he got drafted, but you had a team, small market, as they call Milwaukee, right? Phoenix isn't the largest market. You had two smaller market teams playing for a title. The ratings were through the roof. It's not like the NBA suffered. People tuned in. People loved the underdog story. Everybody expected Brooklyn and Los Angeles. We got Phoenix and Milwaukee, and it was a fantastic NBA Finals. Bro, Chris Middleton last night didn't have the greatest game, but that little fadeaway jump shot he hit from the elbow when the game got down to four, it literally solidified the victory for the Bucks. But Giannis Antetokounmpo last night showed why. Right now, RC, it may be Giannis's league. I know that it upsets a lot of people. I got a nephew that's a baller. But us Bucks fans, we feel like now the greatest player in the world resides down in Milwaukee. I'm just saying. I got to say it.
Well, you know what, though? This is what it is, DC. That can be up for conversation, but we know the reigning champ right now resides in Milwaukee, and that's what it's about. Listen, Giannis had 2 years. He's the MVP. He's been the defensive MVP. Now he's the finals MVP. That is a progression of greatness. That is solidifying yourself as a Hall of Famer. But can you imagine the kids in Milwaukee, or those 65,000 people, or however many people it was, standing outside of the arena to watch that? The feeling you get of a man saying, you know what? I don't want a bigger market. I don't want to create a super team. I don't want to leave here and do the things I need to do. I want to do them right here in Milwaukee for the Bucks. I thought it was huge. And next year, it'll be even more exciting because now the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis will have a target on their back, and a lot of people are going to be shooting for that bullseye.
Well, they've been good for a long time, but they finally got over the hump, right? And it was great to see a team like that, a team that they drafted, that everybody wanted, stay with the team, and then win the championship in the way that Giannis did. So hats off to Milwaukee, Greece, also Africa, where Giannis is from. Now, Giannis and both of his brothers all have NBA titles. But listen, guys, my voice is a little raspy because I've been in Fargo, North Dakota for the last week coaching my Gilroy Mustangs. We had 4 out of 10 All-Americans. But now, since I got my promo code last week, we got more than one ad read RC.
Oh my gosh.
We got three of them. So here comes ad read number one.
Oh, because it's your promo
before
read.
I start to read these. Hey, since I got the promo code RC, let's read. Because
you finally
ad
got a code.
Because
you finally got a code.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I mean, it's the promo code, but RC, guess what, though? As you can congratulate me for getting us more sponsors, I got to congratulate you. Because for a while, they stonewalled you, my guy. They weren't putting your tweets up anymore. But Saturday, as I sit back and I'm watching the fight, this pops up on the screen. My boy, Ryan Clark. Let him have it, Ryan.
Yes, sir. Hey, I mean, listen, I was just excited, man. I just watched the fight. Hey, I'm just watching the fight. I'm trying to make sure I tweet some things that are substantial, some things that make people feel like, okay, RC is really locked in. He's really tuned in. And when you see a guy get somebody's back, stay with it, sell all the way out, fall on his back, put himself in a position where he could be taken advantage of and get the finish, it needs to be talked about, DC. So I made sure I snuck that tweet out there. It was like my 27th tweet of the entire fight night. But finally, you probably made a call for me and say, hey, man, get my guy RC on that thing.
And you know what? For Vieira, after his last performance, the way that he gassed, that was massive for him to get a victory in that way. But ultimately, RC, the reason you tuned in was to watch Islam Makhachev. And Islam Makhachev absolutely delivered against Thiago Moises. They say a lot of times in all sports, sometimes it's harder to do what's expected. People expected Islam to run through Thiago Moises, and that's exactly what he did. He controlled and dictated the pace of the fight from minute number one. Not only did he dictate, he really did. It seemed like a man and a boy, honestly, without disrespecting Thiago Moises. Islam was so much bigger in the cage. Islam seemed so much more ahead of him in terms of the transitions. And when he got an opportunity, he was able to secure the rear naked choke finish. And this is not just some random guy. Moises is a fantastic grappler, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt. What did you think watching Islam Makhachev from your perspective, right? Not entrenched, like not me, his teammate. From your perspective, was it exciting to you or was it boring? What do you think of Islam when you're watching him?
You know what? It was one of those things, DC. I'm watching him, and technically, when you're listening to Michael Bisping and everyone talk about the transitions, right? Getting out of, you know, Moises had his back early on. I think it was in the second or third round. He was able to slip out of that quickly. Then he got his back and almost submitted him or almost put him out, and then was finally able to finish the fight. You watch it and you say, Islam Makhachev is a fighter's fighter. But it wasn't exciting. And to me, necessarily, DC, it wasn't dominant. He never put himself in a position to do anything explosive, put himself in a position to do something exciting. And yeah, it's dominant, right? Because you're going to look at it, you're going to say, you know, me and Khabib, we taught him ring control and we made sure that he had Thiago Moises against the fence. And then, you know, made sure the octagon was being controlled in a way he was cutting off each angle. And then when he got him on the ground, nobody cares about that, DC. If you're going to talk about a guy who can one day be like his mentor, Khabib, we want to see it happen fast, right? When we were watching Justin Gaethje, who was at the time at the top of his game, he walked through every punch in the first round and in the second round put him out. All we watched Islam Makhachev do was just lean on this guy and lay on this guy and show that he stays in the weight room more and that his mentors wrestle some bears. DC, you know that junk was not exciting, bro. Be honest. Take away your friendship, right? Take away your fandom.
Ryan, Ryan Clark. Listen to me. I was absolutely entertained from moment one. Because when you're watching the fight, you're watching a guy dominate another man. Hey, Ryan, when he's holding him against the side of the octagon, Thiago Moises doesn't want to be there. Thiago Moises wants to be in the center. He wants to be exchanging blows. He wants to be on top. Islam doesn't allow that. The skill that it takes in order to fight in the way that this man fights has to be applauded. And it was absolutely exciting. But you know what's crazy? There's a section of people that shares this sentiment with you where they're like, oh, he's boring. He's no Habib. Bro, he's won 8 in a row now. He's in the top 5 in the world, and he's nipping at the buds of all the best. And guess what? Even if you thought it wasn't exciting, that is exactly how just about every fight in the division is going to play out when they fight Islam Makhachev. Islam is the best, man. Look at some of these stats. This dude has taken less strikes than anybody in UFC history. His striking accuracy is tremendously high, almost 60%. He's won 8 in a row in a division filled with killers. He has the highest, second highest takedown accuracy in lightweight history. You're talking about a future champion, a guy that is doing exactly what his mentor has done and dominating. Hey, there was a time, Ryan, where people like you who sit up on your high, look at you with your nose in the air. You sit up there with your nose in the air. You talk about boring. But for a time, people
said, because I'm upset with you.
Until he wasn't.
DC, because I'm upset with you, right? This is our third show. This is our third show. We're starting to spend more time together. We're on the phone. We're texting. And this is the first time you've ever lied to me. And I know now MMA fans are going to get upset. UFC fans are going to get upset. They're going to be like, how can you call the two division champ a liar? And here's how I'm going to call you a liar, DC. You said that this is how every fight is going to play out for Islam Makhachev. That's a lie. Because when he was fighting Adriano Martins, it didn't play out like that. He went in there. He tried to do something different. He tried to be exciting. And guess what happened, DC? He was asleep. That's what happened. So, no, you can't compare him to Khabib, but you can't compare him to him and say it's the same exact thing. It's the same type of blueprint. Because what we never saw from Khabib was a loss. We never saw him laid out in the middle of the octagon, unresponsive, because a guy leaned in and hit him with a quick right. That's different. And I believe that's why he doesn't put himself in those type of positions. Listen, that's why he's not trying to make those explosive type of movements anymore, DC, because he felt
anybody can take a head kick. Anybody can take a head kick. I've been kicked. Everybody can take a kick, Ryan. Anybody can take a head kick. Anybody can get head kicked and put to sleep. But listen, so, Ryan, that speaks to my point. If you thought way back in 2015, when he got beat by Adriano Martins, if you thought that that was the mistake that he made and he changed it because nobody's gotten him since, then what is wrong with the approach to the fight? I believe it's fan-friendly, Ryan. I believe it's fan-friendly because when I watch it, I'm a fan and I enjoy it.
But you're a fan that understands the fight game. And so I think what we're going to have to get for Islam Makhachev, because what's different about him is the way that he approaches promotion. Right, Khabib, we didn't see these things. We didn't see the tweets after every fight or in between the fights. We didn't see him calling out RDA or going at it with Dan Hooker. We didn't see these different things from Khabib. But once he got to Conor McGregor, right, even after the Johnson fight, when he got to Conor McGregor, he found that adversary. He found that one person that could bring the things out of him that we didn't see, right? Conor talked about religion. Conor talked about his father. We saw kind of the dark side of Khabib when all we've ever seen was the ultimate professional. And not that he got out of that, but we saw him actually hate a person. Is there somebody in this division for Islam that does that to him? Can we bring that out of him? Can we get that excitement? Can we get the build up to a fight that we want to see before he goes in and just lays on a guy for 4 rounds who he should dominate and put out quickly? I'm not saying that he can't be the champion.
You sound crazy. You sound crazy, Ryan.
I am crazy.
You sound crazy. I'm telling you right now.
I wanted some excitement.
You sound crazy,
I want some
man.
Excitement.
Hey, so listen, Ryan, listen. I get what you're saying, but guys, the 14th ranked fighter in the division for four rounds? Hey, if you don't want to see, okay, people can watch kickboxing. Kickboxing, all they do is stand up and they punch. You want to watch MMA, then you got to deal with the wrestling. in the grappling at a supremely high level. But RC, like you said, we're only three shows in. We're three shows in. But when I hold this, that means it's time for me to start matchmaking, RC. It's time for me to start matchmaking.
Oh, my gosh.
So right here, right? RC, hold on.
Let me get my notes
right here
out.
As I grab my paper. Hey, so right here as I grab my paper, we start to go. So you got Poirier is going to fight against DuBronx, right? Now you got...
Okay.
You got Gaethje left. You got Gaethje left. You got Dariush left. Now those, to me, are the only two that get a chance against Islam Makhachev. So, whoever wants the whipping. Who wants the whipping, right? You got Chandler, who essentially got the call out and has almost played him to the left because Michael Chandler's a smart guy. But when you look at the top five and you see Islam at number five, I say you go Gaethje versus Chandler. You go Dariush versus Makhachev. Now listen, but here's the difference. I can't go and say that Islam is as far ahead as I said Khabib was. When I did this for Khabib, it said that Khabib was a full tablet above everybody else. But look at this. I don't know if you can see this, but this is them chasing my man Islam. So this is my matchmaking. Look, Islam is only about halfway down the page, better than the rest. Bro, so I say, let's go Poirier versus DuBronx, Charles Oliveira. But then we got to go Gaethje versus Chandler because that is a massive fight and it would be so fun.
That's an explosive fight.
Benil Dariush unfortunately gets Islam Makhachev. And I love Benny D, but everybody's getting smashed. Look, by the end of the year.
Here's the other thing, though. I don't think that's unfortunate, right? Because you think about Dariush and what he was able to do to Tony Ferguson. The way he was able to dominate Tony Ferguson on the ground. Keep him, you know, he was in top control for the entire fight. And now you think about the things that we've seen Islam Makhachev do. That type of wrestling, right? That type of octagon control. That's a fight I would want to see. Now, this also looks like a fight that would not be exciting to fans. When you talk about Dariush, the most exciting thing about the fight, the fight with Ferguson was that my man wanted his Tesla. And so now we think about this. I believe this is a fight that Islam can lose. That's where the excitement comes in. This is where we can start to see people feel like, okay, this is a fight that we need to see him dominate. We want to see that type of Khabib domination in this fight, right? That type of grappling against a bigger guy, a guy that we've seen control the octagon against top-notch elite opponents. We haven't seen that, DC. And for you to sit up here and act like we have and act like we should just believe in Islam so much, it shows what type of friend you are. Now, I'm excited because that means I'll get that same type of loyalty as long as we do this show. I'll get another promo code. My tweets will be up on ESPN. But you know as well as I know, this dude has not proven that he's to the level that we are making him out to be yet. And he needs one of those fights against a guy like Dariush. He needs a fight to dominate against a guy like that before we can truly start believing in him like you want us to or like his mentor Khabib wants us to.
I want you to believe in him because he is that good, RC. RC, there's a lot of guys in MMA that say some stuff like you're saying right now. And I'm telling you, if I was around you, I would tackle you because this is absurd. You on fire today. You came out here guns a-blazing at my man Islam Makhachev. This is crazy. But listen, if he fought Benil Dariush is a fantastic fighter. Benil Dariush can be very exciting. He had a fight against what's the guy's name? Oh my goodness, it was the meme of us going crazy. He fought against I can't remember the guy's name. Jakar Close. He fought against Jakar Close. And it was the craziest fight that I've ever called in my entire life. But him and Jakar blew the roof off.
Back and forth.
I don't believe that he would get that opportunity against Islam because Islam would ground him. Look, fantastic fight. I hope that it gets made because it ultimately gets a guy in Benil who's on a run of his own closer to the title, but also a guy in Islam who has shown to be one of the best in the world. A high-level matchup that's going to test him in ways that we haven't seen. But RC, not only did we get blessed by Manscaped, RC, The Olympics are around the corner, and our sponsor, Manscaped, is the gold standard. They're the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming with their fourth-generation performance package, which includes the brand-new Lawnmower 4.0. If an athlete treats their body like royalty, why not give yourself the same treatment? Fellas, join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code DC. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code DC at manscaped.com. RC, we finally got it right. We finally got it right. And because we got it right, we're getting more and more sponsors. The pockets are lined. I mean, the pockets are lined. Congratulations are in order. But guess what?
Because it's all about your promo code.
But we're not done yet. I feel like this one is for me. This one is for DC. This one is because I'm bald. Listen, this one is Keeps. Did you know, RC, that 2 of 3 men will experience some form of hair loss by the time they're 35? I know I did. Well, I'm here to tell you that Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. With convenient virtual doctor consultants and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months, you don't even have to leave your home. Keeps is low cost, so treatments start at just $10 a month. They also deliver in discreet packaging and have more 5-star reviews than any of their competitors. The treatment can take 4 to 6 months to see results, so act fast. RC, if you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/DC to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/DC to get your first month free. That's keeps.com/DC. We got 3 sponsors today. My voice is gone. It was a very tough weekend. We did good. But you know who else returned to the Octagon last weekend and had a, hey, I'm Misha. Back moment? It was Misha Tate. Misha Tate, RC, the former UFC Bantamweight champion, was able to beat Marion Renault, finish Marion Renault. What did you think of her performance?
Yeah. Listen, it was the most exciting performance of the night for me. It was also the performance I was waiting on. I was looking to see Ring Rust, see if she would be a little hesitant in her attack. But she attacked while she was standing up. When she got to the ground, it wasn't the old Misha Tate that was only looking for a submission. She got her back. She pounded her out. It was headshots. It was elbows. She tried to make sure that she beat her to the point where we could say, you know what? Misha Tate is back. There is no way in the world she is not going to be ready for one of the top contenders. And she actually kind of talked about that in the post-fight interviews, in the post-fight press conferences. She mentioned running it back with Holly Holm. Here's a little bit of what Misha Tate had to say.
I think a fight with Holly a second time would be, you know, it'd be great. There's a lot of women in the division, so, you know, name them all. I don't know where I'll come in at the rankings right now, but, you know, I'm never one to say that I deserve this or I deserve that. I understand I've got to continue to climb. But whoever's name is on that list to get to the top, like, that's fine with me. And I'm sure Holly and I have no doubt about it. Before I retire, her and I will fight again.
And listen, that was Misha Tate. That was the humble Misha Tate. That was the Misha Tate that understands the business. But nothing was humble about the way she approached her opponent in the octagon. I was excited, DC, to see her come out and be so fierce, right? To see her come out and be on the attack from go, right? From the first bell to the end. And I think when you see someone like Misha take a break, right? A 5-year break. And I started to think about football players, right? Think about the Antonio Browns, who was out for 2 years. The Alden Smith, who was out from 2015 to 2020. It's so difficult to get back in that frame of mind, or whether it's standing across from a defensive lineman or standing across from a cornerback, or in Misha Tate's case, standing apart across from another MMA professional, another one of the toughest people in the world, and to be able to be on attack from the word go. I thought it was an amazing performance, but where does this put her in the bantamweight division now? Do you fast track her to Holly Holm and maybe give her another opportunity to face Amanda Nunes? Or does she fight someone in between where she is ranked and maybe a Raquel Pennington, who was her last fight before taking that break?
You know, it was great to see Misha back, but with a name like Misha Tate, you got to think that she has to be in there with someone of value. Aspinlad's fighting this weekend. The timing works. If Aspen can win this weekend, the timing works. She's at number 3. Obviously, a Holly Holm rematch works. A fight with Jermaine Durandamy works. But here's the question. If you fast-track Miesha Tate, are you fast-tracking her back into a fight with Amanda Nunes where she did not do well at all? She got battered. She got bruised. Mm-hmm. And 5 years away, how much time does she need to put herself back in the right mind frame to go and fight in Amanda Nunes?
Right.
Because fighting Marion Renault, no disrespect, in her retirement fight at over 40 years old is much different than fighting these women that are at the very top of the sport right now, right? Amanda is out of control. Jermaine Durandamy is as good as it gets. Jermaine's so good on his feet that she made Amanda Nunes take her down consistently. Aspen Ladd is a savage.
Mm-hmm.
Juliana Pena is fighting for the title. Everybody in the top five, they're absolute killers. So we have to maybe take our time with Miesha to put her in there with someone that is a little bit more into the fight game. Because when Marion at over 40 is in a retirement fight, just as we have Betch Cojeda coming up later, right? Betch Cojeda is fighting again in her retirement fight. I feel like the UFC might have cut Betch or Marion Renault if they did not say that it was the last fight, so they give them a chance to go out on their own terms inside the octagon. So I feel like Marion was kind of on her way out. Great win for Miesha, but
yeah,
let's not get too crazy as we see her work her way back into the division.
Absolutely. I think the UFC and Dana White would be very intelligent to allow Miesha Tate to slow play this. We've seen so many different opponents who we made ourselves believe had a chance to beat Amanda Nunes be taken out so quickly and so viciously that I believe Miesha Tate needs an opportunity to build herself up to that point. I thought it was smart matchmaking to have her against Marion Renault coming right out of the gate. And so now I think you give her a better fighter, you give her another top 10 fighter. But you see, if that was just the excitement of being back in the octagon, or if this is the Miesha Tate we'll see going forward before she gets some of that top five type of opponent.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.